ABC Radio Australia.
Soccer now, and the battle between the two leading Pacific teams and the OFC Pro League ended in victory for Vanuatu United over the Solomon Kings. United won the match by 2-0 to climb to within 2 points of the Kings on the ladder, but the Solomon's team does have a game in the hand. The match was played out in front of a small but enthusiastic crowd in Melbourne, and as Richard Hewitt reports, there was a backstory, the tale of two goalkeepers.
In one goal, there was former Australia under-20 international Matt Acton, now a seasoned professional, having played in Asia and in the A-League, where he racked up more than 50 matches for Melbourne Victory and Brisbane Roar. But now, home for he and his family is Port Vila, and he's on a mission to drive up standards in the Pacific.
The A-League's been around for a long time, but, you know, the goal is to get the Pro League to that standard, you know. So, you know, I think you can't sit there and say that the games aren't entertaining, you know. They're end-to-end, and there's a lot of opportunities, there's a lot of chances for teams, and if we can get a game in Vanuatu in the next couple of years, we'll sell the stadium out.
In the opposite goal stood Philip Mungo, capped more than 40 times by his country, but having past the age of 30 now, he never expected the chance to play as a pro would ever come his way. What is life like for you as a professional footballer?
For me, I think it's a big, big opportunity to be part of this professional environment. And it's a big, big difference from being amateur and professional. And compared to our training, we thought that it's going to be a hard training. But when we turn up to be part of the team, we see that it's more detail, more technique, and everything is simple.
You've been playing football at the highest level in Solomon Islands for many years now, the national team goalkeeper. I presume you never thought that you would be able to achieve professionalism in your own backyard. If you were going to do it, you'd have to go overseas.
Yes, like I've been part of national teams in Solomon. I never thought that I would one day become a professional player, but then the opportunity to being part of it, it's a dream come true for me.
And in terms of the competition, the OFC Pro League so far, what do you make of it? Is it more difficult? Is it a higher standard compared to what you're used to?
Yes, the intensity of the game, it's high, and also if you lose concentrate in just a second, then you might get punished as well. So it's a big difference from where we are, big, big difference.
For the majority of the Pacific Pro League players, the learning curve is a steep one, but Matt Acton says inside the Vanuatu United camp, they are learning fast.
They're taking it in their stride. They're doing everything that they can. They're soaking it all in. They're learning. They're listening. You know, even things like video review, you know, things like this that they probably never had before. So they're just like sponges absorbing it all. And, you know, I couldn't be prouder of our group in terms of their development as professional athletes.
Which brings us to that topic once again, VAR. United actually had the ball in the Kings' net 6 times, but VAR intervened to rule out 3 goals, with 2 of those decisions coming in quick succession. A state of affairs which pleased neither coach, Vanuatu's Lars Hopp, and first the Kings' Ben Kahn.
It takes the rhythm out of the game. I think a couple of the offsides, to me, looked quite obvious. So you would expect that they would just be given, but you know, you take 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes for each one. Game loses all tempo, all rhythm. For the record, I think that VAR is probably good for the game. How we apply it certainly needs constant review.
Yeah, I think if there's a quick, clear decision, I'm all for it. Because, of course, we want the right decisions to be made. But if it takes a long time, sometimes it can be hard to deal with, then it also influences the game.
And as the seconds ticked by and the incidents were scrutinised, the crowd made their voices heard. Vanuatu United's captain Michel Coulon loved the fan involvement, which he says spurred on his team.
I think them here in Australia supporting us is a big honour for us. They come and support, they make us also feel like home, like we're just playing at home. So I want to thank them, and I want to tell them also to come next game for support again.
And the final word goes to Matt Acton, who might just be the man to help some of the standout players in the Pro League earn a bigger contract overseas one day.
I get phone calls all the time, you know, after games from coaches, agents. So people are watching, and the players know that. So they've been giving an opportunity now to, I guess, show what they're about. If you look around the league, there's some really good performing players. Part of my reason for coming to Vanuatu was to help the players. And yeah, if I can help them in any way in terms of moving on to bigger and better things, I'm definitely willing and able to help. So, you know, I think in the next couple of years, you'll see players move outside.
And that is Vanuatu United's goalkeeper, Matt Acton, suggesting new pathways could be opening up for the best Pacific players now as the OFC Pro League gathers momentum. And the reporter there was Richard Ewart. And just to note, we should mention the other all-Pacific match played in Melbourne last night ended in a hard-fought 2-1 win for Buller FC over PNG Hikari, which sadly leaves the team from Port Moresby firmly on the bottom of the ladder, still without a win.